You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The Michigan Department of Education is offering a lifeline for those 38 schools in danger of being closed for failing performance. The reprieve is in the form of a letter from Michigan Superintendent Brian Whiston to the 8 school districts with schools on that list. Erin Einhorn reports for Chalkbeat Detroit, focusing on education issues. She's with us via Skype. Erin, what is Superintendent Whiston's offer?
For the most part, it's a reprieve. Before, it was, you know, we're going to close you down unless, you know, we believe that there's hardship for students. And it was sort of the first line was going to be closure. This is saying, here's what you have to do to stay open. They're calling it the partnership model. School districts, school boards are going to remain in control of their schools. They have to put together a team of partners, which could include community groups, union leaders, parents, other people. These are the partners. We're going to identify the causes that are causing schools not to be successful and figure out what are the solutions and the, you know, research-based solutions. So it's about making schools better, not shutting them down.
So the districts would be the ones in the driver's seat, not the MDE.
Well, it's a partnership. So, you know, everybody's got to kind of agree. They've got to reach this agreement together. So they have to come to an agreement within 60 days. And if they can come to that agreement in 60 days, the closure will be put off at least for 18 months.
18 months. Because that's the next question is how long would they get to kind of jumpstart these schools in partnership with the MDE?
This partnership plan is going to have specific goals and targets. So the district and the schools are going to agree we're going to try to meet these targets by 18 months. And if they don't, then at least what the letter says is the, you know, they call it next level accountability, which means closure or something like that.
It seems, as you're describing it, that Superintendent Whiston's approach, this partnership, is a constructive way to solve this problem of this impending closure of these schools.
I mean, I think the local school districts certainly feel that way. I mean, there were a lot of people who wanted to see closures, who felt like these schools were lost causes and that, you know, we should get the kids out of those schools and put them somewhere else. But certainly the people who were advocating for these schools wanting to see them improve, wanting to see them have an opportunity to improve, are definitely excited about this option.
Now, I'm just curious, is there any money involved from the state in helping these struggling schools and districts meet these goals?
The letter refers to support, you know, it refers to, you know, in conjunction, you know, it says the partners must include the local school board, must include the intermediate school district, and it says, you know, MDE would like to encourage the district to also include, you know, the Michigan Association of School Boards and School Administrators. There's nothing in this letter about, hey, there's additional resources.
It does seem like what the MDE is offering is what, support and know-how and maybe connecting these districts with possible helpers?
Right. What struck me in the letter is that they specifically use the phrase, you know, research-based solutions. That means they're kind of hearing from the academic community about, you know, what the best practice is, what's really going to work. They're encouraging the schools to really get to know the data, you know, to figure out why are these schools not effective? And nobody's arguing that these are good schools. These are schools that are really, really struggling and that are really, really challenging, which is how they got on that closure list in the first place. So they're trying to say to these districts, let's really understand what's not working in these schools. And keep in mind, some of these schools have been, you know, at the bottom of state rankings, not just for the last 3 years, but for, you know, 8, 9, 10 years, really schools that have been struggling for a very long time and really need help. This is at least a proposal for one way to at least give them an opportunity to get the help they need. There's nobody here saying, oh, we're going to give you extra money, which I'm sure many of those schools would say that that's the help they need. But they're talking about take a different approach, figure out what's wrong, figure out what's broken, figure out how to fix it. And we'll give you 18 months to show progress. And if you can't show progress, well, that's when we'll give up on you.
There's another side of these potential closures that you reported on for Chalkbeat Detroit, Erin, and the fact that some of these schools on the Detroit closure list have gotten tens of millions of dollars worth of improvements, haven't they?
people invested in these schools because the community valued the schools. This organization called Life Remodeled, they went and talked to the community. What are the schools that we should invest in? And the community identified these schools as schools that deserved investment. So the local community was investing in these schools. The local community was counting on these schools continuing to exist. And I think a lot of the anger locally with the state was that, you know, it was this outside force. It was people in Lansing looking at test scores, looking at data that wasn't rooted in the communities where these schools exist and saying, those are bad schools, let's shut them down. But the community was having a really different perspective and saying, wait a minute, no, we've been investing in these schools. Our kids are going to these schools. You know, what do we have to do to make them better?
Chalkbeat Detroit's Erin Einhorn, as always. Thanks so much, Erin.
Thank you.